Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to What's on Your Mind, Friday edition of the program. First hour is all yours. We'll open phone Friday for whatever is on your mind. Call us at 701-271-1100. Tell me what you think the priorities for the new Republican majority ought to be. We spent some time yesterday with Congressman Kelly Armstrong, represents all of North Dakota. This morning with Congresswoman Michelle Fischbach, represents basically the whole eastern half of Minnesota, the 7th District, and ask them what their priorities are. Yeah, western half of Minnesota, sorry. Thank you, Kevin.
No, bro.
Yeah. The whole western half of Minnesota in District 7, so we know kind of where they're at, but they work for you. So you tell me what you think ought to be job one. And I, you know, one of the things Michelle Fischbach said was stop the spending. Now, I think that's a noble goal, but it's not quite specific enough for me. You know what I'm saying, Kevin? Stop the spending. Mm-hmm. It's like, every penny, only so much, cut back. It's too vague for me. I want roll up the sleeves. Here is exactly what we're going to do.
Well, she was on the same page as Kelly Armstrong is too, about, you know, some sort of a stop until we get a handle on everything. I mean, bare necessity kind of thing. We gotta bare bones this budget. But good luck setting a budget in D.C. I mean, that's a monumental hill to climb.
Yeah, there's 20 things we could come up with for, you know, objections to each and every one of these. Oh, the Senate's in Democratic hands, so you won't go get anything done anyway. I don't care about any of that. I don't care about, I don't want to hear any excuses. I want to know what they're going to do. Example, Kevin McCarthy going down to the border, highlighting that debacle at the border, and then saying, this Mayorkas, Secretary Mayorkas from Homeland Security, here's the deal. Resign or be impeached. That's the kind of action I'm talking about, where you can get to some awakening that there's a new sheriff in town. I still love that. You know, and as far as the spending, I mean, I agree on stopping it where the process allows you to stop it. I would love for there to be some sort of investigation so we can say, okay, COVID Bill 1, COVID Bill 2, COVID Bill 3, here's what we did here. Total up all the dollars that have been spent in the Biden administration and then get some economists up there to tell you what that does to inflation. Connect those dots so the rum-dums in the media would actually have to cover it.
Are you talking about CNN economists or Fox News Newsmax economists?
I'm saying if you're the Republican majority, you pick the economists.
Yeah.
You know, get Steve Moore up there. Get some, there's plenty.
Larry Kudlow.
Yeah, there's plenty of.
On the list.
There's smart economic minds, no doubt about it. It's just, inflation's up. Oh, we're trying to curb inflation. No, you caused inflation.
And they're all going to say the same thing. They've been saying it. It's the spending. We can't keep printing money and spending money we don't have.
The spending.
That's it.
The spending is what has caused the inflation. I mean, all this talk of, oh, yeah, I mean, this is 50% more, that's 60% more. I wrote my column about it this week. It's just, it's criminal.
But meanwhile, let's send some money to Africa.
I'm asking the Congress for the authority to lend $21 billion to the International Monetary Fund to provide access to necessary financing for low- and middle-income countries, which are so difficult to come by now. In addition to our investments, we're also committed to helping African countries assess the financing you need, to build sustainable and inclusive economies.
The financing you need to build a sustainable economies in Africa.
Why over the next 3 years, working in close cooperation with the United States Congress, we plan to commit $55 billion in Africa to advance the priorities we share.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mostly in Congo so we can get all the cobalt we can for the batteries we're going to need for those cars.
And you know what? All of this should stop while inflation is out of control. That's what I'm getting at. That's my point. If they actually do some real work related to what is causing this inflation, you'd be able to go to Africa and say, I'm sorry, we can't do that right now. You missed my favorite part of the address yesterday, Kevin. Can you decipher this for me? A little confused as to what Biden was getting at here.
For this summit, and I'm eager to visit your continent. As I told some of you, you invited me to your countries. I said, be careful what you wish for, because I may show up. The poor relatives always show up. The wealthy ones never show up. The poor come and they eat your food, stay longer than they should. Well, I'm looking forward to seeing many of you in your home countries.
What in the world was that? The poor relatives always show up. The wealthy ones never do. The poor come and eat your food and stay longer than they should.
I have no idea where his wandering mind goes.
What is he saying? I'm going to come back to that, but we'll defer to the callers here. Charlie Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
There's so many things that need to be investigated by the Congress, but I think the priority needs to be to stop the inflow of illegal aliens across the border. I think it's every 3 or 4 months the population of North Dakota is crossing.
Yeah,
that's not sustainable. And they're not educated. They're not vaccinated. They're coming from third world nations that don't have our medical facilities. So who knows what they're bringing over. I think we need to also investigate the FBI and the DOJ and their role with the Hunter Biden laptop, and we have to look at where the money is coming from and where is our president compromised with the Chinese government. If they're taking millions of dollars in and we're not looking at that, that's crazy. The FBI needs to be held accountable for the shenanigans that they pulled, those 50-plus intel people that claimed that the laptop was Russian disinformation all need to be investigated. There's corruption. The swamp is stinking, and we seem to not do nothing about it. We could have stopped the spending yesterday, voted down until we secure our border. But, you know, they put Band-Aids on problems.
That is a great list and some great thoughts, Charlie. Appreciate the call. Let's go next to Sandy on the road, 271-1100. What do you want the priorities to be for the Republican Congress? What do you want Congresswoman Michelle Fischbach in Minnesota, Congressman Kelly Armstrong in North Dakota to focus on first? Sandy, go ahead.
I agree with the previous caller. And, you know, if we have been talking about Trump being in and some of the things that are happening when Trump was there, even though the Democrats had the House and even though the Republicans had the Senate, the Democrats still impeached Trump. And so we need to impeach Biden for some of the things that are happening on the border and some of the other dishonest things that we see going on. And also Mayorkas and Merrick Garland need to be impeached because of the corruption that they've done, not following the law. We have a majority in the House. We'd like to see that, even if it's a show trial like they've had. We need to have some of that. I know that people think, well, that's not important, but that was done during the time when Trump was there. The other thing, if we want to save money, immediately defund all of the IRS agents that they have supposedly added money for immediately. That's a not only be a savings for the money being spent, but also savings for taxpayers immediately. That's the whole purpose of that, is to take on little people and audit them for things that are not important to try to get more money. So those are some things I think that we can do right away. I know that these two representatives have to talk about the Farm Bill. We do need to do something about energy, because if we do something about energy, and I'm not sure what that is that they can do, but if we do something about energy, inflation will go down immediately. Thanks for allowing us to share.
Another great set of points there, Sandy. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it very much. Henry, you're next, and others, so welcome at 271-1100. You can also text 237-1590. And call us toll-free from wherever you're listening, 855-200-1776, 855-200-1776. Short break, back with more on What's on Your Mind. Question of the day, what do you want Fischbach and Armstrong, your Republican leaders now in the majority in the House, to focus on? Tally up what it is you see as their priorities.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement? Have you been struggling with water seeping in? At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution. From wall bracing and water seepage to complete foundation replacement, for a free estimate, go to pccnd.com.
Veteran and locally owned since 1932, Action Movers is North Dakota's largest and oldest mover. Whether you're moving across the street or across country, Action Movers will make your move easy by handling every detail from start to finish. From packing, loading, transporting, storage, or even do-it-yourself with a Go Mini container delivered to your driveway, they truly have every solution for your move, accommodating all budgets. Get a moving quote today and mention Scott to save 10%. Call them at 701-566-5532 or visit actionmovers.com to set your appointment.
This is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services. First and foremost, I want to take a minute just to thank all you wonderful listeners out there, from all the calls, texts, all the rapport I've been building with many of you over the past, I don't know how many years, and I want to thank you for your business. We really appreciated that. But more importantly, I want to encourage you to look at what we do as a method of saving taxes for your family, keeping your assets private, avoiding guardianship when you're incapacitated so the courts don't control your assets. And that way the family can have a very peaceful, private settlement each and every time. I guarantee it. We put our name on it, we stand behind it, and we're proud to serve the loving citizens of North Dakota with pride. God bless you. God bless your family. 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. Online at ndestateservices.com. ndestateservices.com.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution, polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Christmas, my friends. Thanks for listening to What's on Your Mind. We appreciate you. Brought to you today by PetroServe USA, home cook and grab and go convenience. Love making you hungry with some of the wonderful menu items they have at PetroServe USA today. It's home cooking and grab and go convenience. There's a bacon cheeseburger hot dish waiting for you, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. That's my kind of hot dish, by golly. Sloppy Joe's in Harwood, pulled pork at 12th Avenue and I-29, lasagna at MP Avenue, stuffed green peppers in Glendon, meatballs in Yulin, chicken fettuccine on 45th, PetroServe USA, home cooking and grab-and-go convenience. You tell them Scott sent you. Henry in Fargo, what's your list include for the Republican leaders in the House to do first and foremost?
Well, Scott, I'm on a list. I honestly believe, and nobody can answer this question, when last time they passed the 12 actual budget parts of the budget, they haven't done that. If the Democrats have the House and the Senate and the presidency, not one Republican should vote for this omnibus bill of $1.2 trillion, or whatever the number is, because all it does is fund all this stuff again and again. The Republicans, the election was stolen. Our government's been stolen. They will never go back to financing the government and put us in there. This is all a facade. Our congressmen and senators know it. Fishbach knows it. Everybody knows it, but they won't tell us. It's all been stolen. It's been stolen for years, and you can call me a crackpot, a kook, or whatever, but they've never cut the budget. They've only cut increases in the budget. They've never cut the budget, and then the cuts and increases in the budget, the next Congress comes along and says, it doesn't tie my hands, and they pass another higher one. So this is all a joke. It's been a joke for years, and our government is gone. Thank you.
All right. You want to add anything to the list?
No, there's nothing to add. It's a fake list. Why do you want to play the game? It's a game. They've lied to us. They 30-some trillion in debt, Scott. We didn't get there overnight.
I know, but you got to start somewhere, so where should they start?
Because they're not starting. Why do you believe they're starting? They're not even starting. This is a joke. They're not doing anything. And the farm bill isn't a farm bill. The farm bill is where all the SNAP subsidies are. The farm bill is 10% farm, 90% subsidies for everybody else but the farm.
Yeah,
you never bring that up when you talk about the farm bill.
Well, actually, we do. Senator Kevin Cramer talked a lot about the fact that the Republican House leading with the farm bill now would be able to focus on the commodity programs separately from the nutrition programs. But you're right. When you look at the total dollars, the lion's share of that farm bill does include the nutrition stuff for welfare and the like. Appreciate the call, Henry. Have a great day. Sounds like he's in the Christmas spirit, doesn't it, Kev? I get it. It's a frustrating time. There's no doubt about it. But in my mind, when you have an opportunity with a Republican from North Dakota and a Republican from Western Minnesota that are able to be held responsible by us, the voters, you say, here's what I want to be watching you do. Here's what I'd like to see you do. What's tops on your list?
You know what frustrates Henry is the same thing that frustrates me. Over the years, watching Washington, D.C. work is like getting worked up over a tic-tac-toe game. I mean, he's right. It's nonstop. It's like kind of create the problems,
I get
solve
all that,
the problems, but we never really solve the problems. We're just going to work on the problems, and you know, I totally get that.
But having a wine fest does nothing. It's like take my ball and go home and pout. I'm saying, you know, I want Armstrong and Fishbach to know what we care about, what we want them to do, to feel the pressure. I mean, if you opt out, then they're just going to go how they're going to go with sort of the momentum. So that's all I'm saying. I get the frustration,
yeah,
but frustration alone gets you nothing.
But again, you're trying to fix a game of tic-tac-toe, and everybody does get their turn. So no, never a winner. Game keeps going. You know, I mean, that's Henry's point, which is I tend to agree with.
I agree with that, but that's like assessing the problem, not proposing a solution.
Yeah,
that's
well, there's saying. There's no way to change the game. You're not changing. You're still going to play tic-tac-toe. There's not going to be, you know, more squares added to the board. You're not going to get anything other than X's and O's. So the game continues. I think that's kind of his frustration.
No, I get the frustration.
Yep.
Let's talk about solutions. 855-200-1776. Texters say, are hospitals in Fargo still receiving up to $100,000 per COVID patient from the CARES Act? I don't know what the CARES Act. It's a good question. Is there still COVID dollars for COVID patients? I don't think it was $100,000 though. Wasn't it like $20,000 something? We'll find out. We shall ask on your behalf. Super producer, I need you to get the text here for me. For some reason, you have it to log me out just as I was about to read some of the texts that have been coming in here. So I need to figure that out. Stand with Texas, says another listener. Shut down the borders and save money and people at the border. Biden, financing for other economy while he destroys America. Yeah, right there in Africa. Do you think they're going to take the money after the crazy things he said down there in Africa?
Well, if you're going to do a deal with a corrupt regime, where are the countries you would do that deal with, where you could work a deal with them, we're going to send you a ton of money, you're going to get a little kickback to me because I'm the big guy? I would think Africa, Venezuela, Middle Eastern countries, maybe Ukraine, probably, you could do, you know.
How about this?
You could have called Africa like it was $50 billion, really.
How about we just say we're not giving anyone, anywhere, anything until we get inflation under control because the spending is causing the inflation problem.
Oh, no big guy kickback with that mentality, Scotty.
271-1100 is our telephone number. Tell me what you want on the list of top priorities for the Republican Congress and the House. Let us know. My top priority today is to have Biden stop saying dumb stuff. Here's what he told the African Leaders Summit.
For this summit, and I'm eager to visit your continent. As I told some of you, you invited me to your countries. I said, be careful what you wish for, because I may show up. The poor relatives always show up. The wealthy ones never show up. The poor come and they eat your food, stay longer than they should. Well, I'm looking forward to seeing many of you in your home countries.
Could you translate that for me, Kev?
I got nothing.
Have you?
I got what?
Never heard that phrase. I don't know if he's trying to be funny. I don't. Really, really weird. What's he saying at the beginning of this too?
For this summit, and I'm eager to visit your
Listen.
For this summit, and I'm eager to visit your continent.
As if they let him. Yeah. If they let me visit somebody, then I'll come and see you, maybe.
Right. They let me. But the poor relatives always show up. The wealthy ones never do. The poor come. Somebody translate that for me. Help me understand what that is. I'd like to know. Dan, do you know what Biden is trying to say there?
I'm sorry, I don't speak gibberish.
You don't?
I don't speak that gibberish language. I'm sorry.
I'm fortunate.
I got hairy legs.
Hang on a sec, Dan. We'll get your comment here without rushing for the clock. Just
I don't know what he's talking about. He's clear as a bell.
Rapidly rising
thing.
My name is Kevin Spoonis. As a farmer here in North Dakota and a past president of the National Corn Growers Association, I've seen firsthand how critical ethanol is for our economy, our environment, and our farmers. I support Summit Carbon Solutions because they share the same vision that I do for the future of our state. By collecting and sequestering carbon from our ethanol plants, we are lowering the carbon footprint of an already clean-burning fuel, thereby creating more economic opportunities for ethanol producers, strengthening the market for corn growers, and driving the future of the energy industry that has been so important to our state's economy. Summit Carbon Solutions is committed to respecting landowner rights when working with our property owners. So, join your neighbors and me in helping to move this critical project forward. To learn more, visit www.summitcarbonsolutions.com.
USA News Update. The biggest pay raise for troops in two decades is heading to President Biden's desk for his signature after the Senate approved the annual defense bill policy. That happened on late Thursday. This year's National Defense Authorization endorses a basic pay raise for 2023 of 4.6%. It also ends the vaccine mandate to all military service members. Twitter has suspended the account of several prominent reporters who cover Elon Musk, including some from the New York Times, CNN, Washington Post, and more. Elon Musk ran a poll asking when the journalist should be unbanned. Turns out 7 days was the general consensus. The banned were accused of sharing live location information, including information shared on Twitter directly and third-party web server links. CNN's Donnie O'Sullivan claims he was wronged.
It's a soft because we caused danger to him. Certainly, in my case, I didn't.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
On your mind. Happy Friday to you, folks. Question of the day. What's top priority for you with the Republican majority in the U.S. House? We've talked yesterday with Congressman Kelly Armstrong, today with Congresswoman Michelle Fischbach, and asked a simple question. What's your top priorities? And now we want to know what you, who of course actually employ these members of Congress, what you want in the way of priorities. So call us at 271-1100, toll-free at 855-200-1776, or text 701-237-1590. Call 701-271-1100, toll-free 855-200-1776, or text 237-1590. Next hour on the program, we're going to talk with Grover Norquist, talk about spending. We're going to find out what's in there for spending, what can be done with the Republican majority, what taxpayers can expect in the coming year, all of that. Plus, we're going to talk with a guest from Catholic Vote about things you might know, you might not know, about the what they call Disrespect for Marriage Act that passed the House and the Senate here recently. Brought to you today by University of Mary. I love the University of Mary for many reasons, but the fact that they want to serve those that served our country is pretty special. The University of Mary is a military-friendly school for busy adults, offering both online classes and in-person classes at their Bismarck campus. Their special admissions team has years of real-world military experience, so they know how to support your advancement every step of the way. The University of Mary offers scholarships, credit for prior learning, and make sure you and your family receive all available military benefits. Classes start every 5 weeks. Discover University of Mary's true military-friendly community at umary.edu/military services. umary.edu/military services. Hey, Dan, sorry to keep you waiting. Go ahead and tell us what's on your mind besides the fact that you and me and Kevin alike are unable to decipher what Joe Biden's trying to say.
Yeah, like I said, I don't speak gibberish. I'd like to have the House of Representatives finish what Donald Trump started, and that was to drain the swamp. And I'd like to start draining the swamp by impeaching Sleepy Joe. And I know I won't get any farther than the House. I won't get any farther than the Senate. But at least they can bring forth some evidence of his wrongdoings. But I'd like to take it further than that. Not only impeach him, but bring him up on charges of treason. Follow the U.S. Constitution. Article 3, Section 3 talks about treason, aiding and abetting the enemies of the United States. He has aided and abetted the enemies of the United States, leaving, what is it, $87 billion worth of military equipment in the hands of the Taliban and his dealings with China. They need to impeach him and bring up on charges of treason and bring the evidence forth.
You know, that would be tit for tat, wouldn't it? That would be, all right, you know, you're going to play the game. You're going to turn impeachment into a political process. We can do the same. They've set a new standard. So
we need a standard in Washington, D.C., and drain the swamp. That's why they feared Donald Trump. He wanted to drain the swamp, get rid of all those corrupt politicians in Washington, D.C. That's why they don't like him. That's why the American people like Trump, because he did want to drain the swamp. And I would definitely vote for Trump again, because he's the only one that can drain the swamp.
Thanks, Dan. Appreciate that. What's on your list, friends? 271-1100. 271-1100. Let us know. Fred in Moorhead. Go ahead, Fred.
Well, it would be a little hard to improve on what the previous fellow just said, but I think it's got to be done in the proper context, in the proper way. You know how the media is going to spin it. We can't control that. But now that they do have the House, they've got the power of subpoenas. I think they should make use of it in the various committees with the border. They can bring impeachment charges up on Biden simply on that. And certainly on the, what's the guy's name, Majoris, or the Director of Homeland Security?
Mayorkas.
Yeah. And then they have to continue following the down the rabbit hole of the going after the big tech and the weaponization of the FBI. That has to be done. And I don't know how they're going to do this and still then be in a position where they can run in 2 years from now. That's going to be the key. Because the press is going to paint everything as negative, and so they're going to have to try to come up with a positive agenda to run on in 24, besides trying to correct and, if you borrow the expression, drain the swamp.
That's where if they'd spend some time on the root causes of inflation, I think that'd be a great one to, you know, prove the spending is what's causing the inflation, and you need us on that wall. Otherwise, you're going to get more of the same. But I hear you. They do have to come up with simultaneous, you know, be thinking messaging for the next go-round in just 2 years. It's a good point, Fred. Good.
They have to do that, but how can they now go along and have a bipartisan? They have, what is it, 9, 10, 12 of, Republican senators that are going to go along with Schumer and pass this monstrosity, $1-some-trillion thing, which will take us through until September, and then be in a position to come back and say, hey, wait a minute, trust us on the inflation. If they've got to put a stop to it now. That's the problem. That's what the swamp does. It's, what is it, what do they call it now, the Uniparty? They've got to be the opposition, and they've got to defeat these people, not go along with them.
Good comments, Fred. Appreciate your insight. Thanks for calling. Thanks for listening. 701-271-1100. Let me get to a few of these texts here because we've been waiting a while on that. Let's see here. Caller Dan was very smart. I recognize his voice as a college advisor at NDSU back in the 80s. Nice to hear him. All right. Can't verify or comment either way, but I'll take your word for it. It's been a month and a half since the election, the stolen election debacle in Arizona, and the fact that Carrie Lake Stands Alone in Her Fight for Justice tells you everything you need to know about the GOP. Democrats stand together, right or wrong. The GOP eat their young. If the GOP were ambulance drivers, you would never make it to the emergency room.
Well, there you go.
I don't quite get that analogy. But all right, but you're certainly right on. The Democrats, here's how I always explain it. Democrats are political professionals. They just, the Republicans, the Democrats that represent you are political professionals. It's a profession for them. Whereas Republicans work for a living and happen to serve. So they don't have that same, don't take this the wrong way, but killer instinct, killer being politically inclined. They don't. It's my take. Kev, you agree?
Oh, yeah. Yep, no doubt. They, you know, and I forget who it was. Charlie Kirk, somebody talked about how Democrats have unbelievable and sometimes very low-down tactics and terrible policies, while conservatives have great policies and great agendas and terrible tactics.
Yeah.
And until we learn how to fight in the mud like these people do and get down in it, we're not going to win another one.
Another listener says, it doesn't matter what actions or ideas the taxpayer wants, all elected officials act and perform with a list put before them by lobbyists. Nobody listens anymore. And that is prevalent all throughout Washington, D.C. No question about it. K Street, lobbyists, everything else. But I do believe every elected politician wants to be reelected. The vast majority of them don't want to lose. They want to run again. Just look at the United States Senate. It looks like a nursing home because those people are addicted to serving, addicted to being in Washington, D.C. So if they at all feel like their future is threatened, they're going to think differently. That's why the worst possible thing that can happen here is apathy, in my view. Absolutely is. Listener says, I'd like to put out a reminder to help out the mailman shovel sidewalk steps and driveway access to curbside, or drive up access to curbside mailboxes. Too many are injured every winter due to slip and falls and hit cars on the street. Thank you. Yeah, be careful. I went to Culver's yesterday and brought back lunch for some of the crew here that were toughing it out, Kev, in the winter storm. And you know how Culver's delivers?
Home of the Butterburger.
To your door?
Oh, yeah.
You know, you got to go pull ahead because they're making it to order,
yep,
and then they deliver it out. And this cute little girl that was delivering to me fell and bags went flying.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So, I mean, part of me said, gosh, I'm not sure they should be doing this. You can't see where the, you know, curbs are, the sidewalk is, anything else. So it's slippery out there. And good reminder on the mailman, the mail delivery person. Thank you very much for that. Listener says, Kevin McCarthy is a rhino. Republicans need more help than him. Okay. Biden is saying, I'm giving you this money, Africa, so be ready when I show up and ask for a kickback. That might be it.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, we were trying to figure out what this meant.
I told some of you, you invited me to your countries. I said, be careful what you wish for, because I may show up. The poor relatives always show up. The wealthy ones never show up. The poor come and they eat your food, stay longer than they should. Well, I'm looking forward to seeing many of you in your home countries.
All right.
So let's translate that to the people coming across the border. He just said, the poor relatives always show up. The wealthy ones never do. The poor come and they eat your food and stay longer than they should. Does that apply to the border, Joe, too? And eat all the food, spend all our money?
He's going to make them citizens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Vote pretty quick.
You won't believe what the press secretary for Joe Biden said yesterday about the border and what they are doing to fix it. You can't even make it up. That when we come back on What's on Your Mind.
At the University of Mary, we are truly military friendly. Our special admissions team has years of real-world military experience, so we know just how to support your advancement every step of the way. We offer scholarships, credit for prior learning, and make sure you and your family receive all available military benefits. Classes start every 5 weeks. Discover University of Mary's true military-friendly community at umary.edu/military-services.
PetroServe USA is your home for home cooking and grab-and-go convenience, plus some great specials like Red Bull, 12-ounce cans, buy two, get one free. Deli Express burritos, only $2.99. Old Trapper, 10-ounce, $12.99. 18th Street Deli, a dollar off all their items. Nestle Water, pick up a 28-pack for just $4.59. Those specials and many more at a PetroServe USA near you. And remember, Fridays, free coffee and cappuccino. Every Friday in November, every size, PetroServe USA.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming December auctions include 280 acres of exceptional cropland in Clay County near Barnesville and Cragness, Minnesota, 295 acres of cropland in Ransom County, 320 acres of cropland in Lemoore near Dickey, North Dakota, 780 acres of cropland near Chaffee, North Dakota, and Cass County, 503 acres in Bottineau County near Westo, and an excellent line of gravel trailers and semi for DG Trucking in Bismarck. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go. Take a look in the 5 and 10, glistening once again with candy canes and silver lanes of glow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas, toys in every store. But the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own front door. A pair of
Brad Eldridge.
Dolls that will toggle, won't go.
He's got some trombone going there, like the full orchestra.
All the country folks do at least one Christmas album.
Interesting. We love that they
this
do.
This is pretty good, too.
I love the Oh Holy Night, Do You Hear What I Hear?
Oh, yeah. Alan Jackson's Christmas album back in the day was very good.
Next week, we'll get into a little more of the, what shall I say?
The true birth songs?
Traditional.
The true birthday songs, yes.
Traditional Christmas songs.
Yes, gotcha.
Yeah, yeah. So you're not going to believe this, but Karine Jean-Pierre, who was the White House press secretary, made a claim on the about the border that was really quite interesting. A couple of them, actually, yesterday at the White House press briefing. By the way, we're in the Freedom Matters USA studios today on the program, and your calls, questions, and comments are always welcome. 271-1100, 271-1100, toll-free at 855-200-1776. You can also text us, 701-237-1590. Before I get to KJP, I just want to finish on the text. Here's a list of things that the House Republicans should do. Specifically, we're talking about our own members of Congress, Minnesota Michelle Fischbach and North Dakota Kelly Armstrong, two members of the House, giving them the information, hopefully to go back and convince their Republican colleagues and make these things priorities. This one says, one, cut all the funding until the border wall is built and border closed. Some version of tying the border fix to something they need is pure genius. And now we can do it in the majority. Two, open up energy production. Absolutely brilliant. Three, impeach the Secretary of Homeland Security, Mayorkas. Four, go after the Attorney General. You get it. You get it. Very, very true. Okay, so KJP. Here's what old KJP said about what's happening at the border. Kevin, I'd like you to fact check this for us, please.
All right.
On whether the accuracy level is here. Okay, this is KJP yesterday.
We continue to see political stunts from many Republicans out there, and that's not how we're going to fix this issue. They want to secure the border. We've been doing that work on our own.
What?
And we're asking them to, hey, you know what? There's an immigration reform plan that the president put out on the first day. They should work with us and do it.
They've been trying to secure the border since day one. Been doing that work on their own.
What do you mean on your own? You want the translation? Is that what the translation is? We need to get the pathway to citizenship done so we can get these people voting.
How many Pinocchios was that?
Oh, five out of five.
Yeah.
They haven't been working on anything other than, you know, political stones. Well, what, going down there and rolling tape and calling out the invasion that it is?
Here's more.
Ugh.
From old KJP. She isn't done yet. Push the right buttons. Here we go.
What Americans should know is that the president has done the work to deal with what we're seeing at the border since day one. What Americans should know is that the president has done the work to deal with what we're seeing at the border since day one.
What work?
Done the work.
What work specifically has he done since day one?
He's done the work.
You know, see, no one gets to ask that question.
Don't ask any more questions.
He's just done it. He's done it. He did 30 pull-ups this morning, too, and he did a one-hour aerobic class. Don't ask questions. He did it.
But, you know, here's the deal.
He ran a marathon yesterday. Don't ask questions. He did it.
What he said doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Here's somebody asked a question about, hey, the president said this. Why is this happening now? Listen.
Back in September, the president publicly said that the pandemic is over. How has that complicated the messaging to keep Americans vigilant facing COVID?
Yes, I think the president was also very clear that COVID is not over.
The president was very clear that COVID was not over, Kev, okay? Very clear that COVID was not over.
Is the pandemic over?
The pandemic is over.
The pandemic is over. He's never said the pandemic. The president was very clear that COVID is not over. Very, very clear. Couldn't have been more clear. Listen.
Is the pandemic over?
The pandemic is over. We're still.
The
How would he know if the pandemic's over or not?
The truth doesn't matter to these folks. Let's get Seth in here before the top of the hour.
He doesn't have a clue.
You're up on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, I like to weigh in on that one guy saying we should impeach Biden and how treasonous he is. I think we should just skip the impeachment and just go straight for treason trials and hang the guy. I think that'd show the rest of the world and D.C. swamp we don't screw around.
You imagine if the U.S. House took on the treason side of things?
Yeah. Put that on pay-per-view. You'd probably make some money than money they spent back.
Washington reporters' heads would explode. You know, it'd be unbelievable. We're going to dig into the spending. Just how much is there with Grover Norquist, founder and president of Americans for Tax Reform, when we come back. Don't go away.
From field to fuel, a story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know North Dakota's ethanol industry is a leader in carbon capture? Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. In fact, yields have increased 25 to 42% in the last 20 years, using similar levels of inputs. Corn ethanol is our nation's best way to decarbonize transportation today. And corn ethanol has a significantly smaller carbon footprint than gasoline. And it's getting smaller. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.